dreams, away from all dreams, away from all dreams.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Brazil.
Give a gift and change a life with Giving Machines. This holiday season, from December 6th through 29th at Sawasin Mills, you can help those in need with a touch of your finger. Warm meals, winter clothing, and even livestock are available as gifts at the Giving Machine, with 100% of donations going directly to our sponsor charities. Simply tap, donate, and light the world. For more information, visit www.givingmachinevancouverbc.ca.
种子变成树，细心照料着我的室内盆栽，静静净化，释放植根冷海。我的 groove 不停转动，像是轮胎，推动空气，光影之间浮着尘埃。Yeah， 心事又则旧的不记得，文字和节奏里应外合，像一张 CD， 终于装到对的 CD 壳。频率对了，搜寻满格，接着搜寻脑粉，追求草本，清凉保冷，面对变化随时调整，最重要是感觉，管它计划外，我的火气只为 hip hop vibe， 总是节拍变换，不做 melody， 强调思考片段，不谈 fantasy， 流气减半但不减 energy， 听完收敛水听我的精华地，风格单立，喜欢吃放，喜欢过得安逸，情绪起伏。和这环境，如果没有规则，何必叛逆？ Yeah， 你的文字决定你的高度，关键是想法绝对不是招数，喜欢不喜欢那是个人好恶，但 但不要妨碍别人施展抱负。说中你的心，手对着我和心，因为我有更多更详尽歌词，密密麻麻的歌词网。我有我的市场，但不是菜市场，谁是真的谁是仿，法号遥控，奖金超松，旁听的人收起刀锋，不再暴冲，飘到高空秀点饶爱。在新的朝代，我专辑超卖，怀疑的人只是一时分不出好坏。他们喜欢越听越新，我刚好相反，所以他们听不出我越做越精。有大人的 hip hop， 小孩子别来碰，受了打击才知道原来痛。重视节拍变换，不做 melody， 强调思考片段，不谈 melody。流气减半，但不减 energy。听完收敛水，听我的精华液，风格淡丽，喜欢吃放，喜欢过得安逸，情绪起伏配合着换季。如果没有规则，何必叛逆？听着真的饶舌，不用躲在旋律里面，而是在字里行间塞进想法里面。真的饶舌，不靠计划宣传包装，讯息的浓度本身就是高汤。真的饶舌，不用作奸犯科，不用道貌岸然，你不会想要换歌，你唱首真的饶舌，不用唱得很快，唱的真是饶舌，唱的诚实就是真的饶舌。真的饶舌，让智慧生物体验颅内高潮，笨蛋不能体会，所以笨蛋不会报道。真的饶舌，不用打造百万场景，工厂直营构存就是商品。真的饶舌，在乎流不在乎流量，在乎我不在乎偶像，在乎传达了什么不在乎走向，一样超越时代不唱到走样。真的重视节拍变换，不重 melody， 强调思考片段，不谈 benefit， 流气减半但不减 energy。 听完收敛水，听我的精华液，风格淡丽，喜欢吃放，喜欢过得安逸，情绪起伏配合着换季。如果没有规则，何必叛逆？这是饶我流，听我 spit fire， 吐出一团好火球，保持饶我流，继续饶我流。这是饶我流，等待救援的人全都朝我游，保持饶我流，继续饶我流。
Jazzy, breezy, and here we are in Taiwan. That was a song to kick off this hour of music here on Wandering Rhythms. And yes, exploring new sounds. That just came out 6 months ago. That, oh man, I always forget to type into the translation machine. But the title is in written in Mandarin script. So... I cannot read that, it would seem. As hard as I try, and I can't even get this pasting to work, so let's not worry about the name of the song. The point is, it's his first single, first tune in like 3 years, and the artist is Soft Lipa. Not to be confused with Dua Lipa, the pop singer. They're quite different. Singing different languages, different styles. Anyways, the point is, once again, that's hip-hop from Taiwan, and he's been going for a while. He's got a page on the Taiwan government website. Yeah, wow, it's very, very systematic here. His Chinese name, date of birth, from the city of Tainan, Taiwan, and real name, Tu Cheng Si, more popularly known as Soft Lipa, a rapper, poet, and founder of music label RSDR, known for his breezy, jazzy rhythms and melodic flow. And at the 2021 Golden Melody Awards, his most recent album, Home Cookin', saw him walk away with the award for Best Male Mandarin Singer, Best Mandarin Album, and Best Music Video. So, okay, not exactly underground hip-hop, I apologize, but yeah, he's got some good stuff. I mean, it doesn't sound too mainstream, right? It could have tricked you into thinking that was deep in the Taiwanese underground. But oh, he went to pursue a major in visual communication at the University of Science and Technology. But that's too much information. Let's move on. So we are playing music from Taiwan. I am playing music from Taiwan, and Taiwan really a fascinating place. There's about 26 million people there, so a lot going on for one... No, not just one island. 168 islands. And, well, the largest is much bigger than the rest, but yeah, it's among the most densely populated countries in the world. So yeah, there's a lot of action, a lot of culture, and it is officially known. This is surprising to me because I've forgotten completely or never knew, but it's called the Republic of China, which sounds like it is a part of China, does it not? But in fact, that was the name of a political party which started in China, overthrew the Qing dynasty in the early 20th century, and then eventually, World War II, Japan took control of China, Taiwan. Eventually, the Republic of China had to flee from China because the communist government was taking power, and so this was a bit of a... Temporarily, it was a government in China, known as really the revolutionaries, and then they became the official government in Taiwan, which for a long time was not democratic. There was a one-party system until the 90s. So Taiwan, when you think of the most obvious difference is it's democracy versus China being communist, but it wasn't always the case, so... it is now multi-party democratic republic officially, but it's anyways, a lot of different people coming through, and it was a part of a Portuguese colony in the 1600s known as Formosa. Then the Dutch came for a while, and different kingdoms of China, the kingdom of Tongning, and then eventually the Qing dynasty, which was overthrown. And yeah, an interesting side note sort of thing is Dr. Sun Yat-sen is known as the father of Hong Kong. He was the man who helped the rebels overthrow the Qing dynasty, the last kingdom of China, and became exiled, died before his vision was finished, but he came to Vancouver. That's why we have the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Garden in Vancouver's Chinatown. And yeah, he studied democracy, wanted to bring all these ideas back to China, but ultimately didn't succeed in that. But an important figure in China and Taiwan, kind of, even though they see him, I suppose, perhaps differently. So there's a little bit of history for you about Taiwan. How about we just jump into some more fun new sounds? And yeah, just to give you that was like a little politics. There's a lot of different cultures there, and minority cultures, but then over many waves, hundreds of years, there's been Mandarin-speaking Chinese coming over, and that's the dominant culture. It's Mandarin speakers, Hakka Chinese, Han Chinese, and so on. So there you go. That's why it's like really closely associated with China. This is a band called Mong Tong. They are a sample-based psychedelic trio, and they play like pan Asian music. They seem to have a special love for Southeast Asian music, like the Finn guitar music of Thailand. So here's from their album Tau Fire of 2023, Fire, Wind, Wheel, Mong Tong on Wandering Rhythms in Taiwan. Some post rock for you there. That was a band called No Party for Cow Dong. C-A-O. Sorry, that sounded bad in English, but that's somebody's name. Cow Dong. I don't know who they are, but they're not having a party. Yeah, that's the name of the band. Beats bouncing between disco and grunge. No Party for Cow Dong is often recognized as an indie post-rock band with rough and sharp tone fusing with softness and gentleness. That's their bio. It's fun. And the song was Daydream from the album The Clod of 2023. So yeah, post-rock, living everywhere. It's like, you know, every country has hip-hop and reggae, but also has post-rock. It doesn't get... It flies under the radar, let's say. So before that, we heard some punk, also worldwide. Every town got a punk band, and that was a band active since 2003. By the way, did I mention, we're still traveling through Taiwan for the whole hour, if you could just tune in. All Taiwanese music here. And, formed in 2003, BB Bomb, still going strong, and they put out this new album just months ago called Practice Songs. And that song we heard from BB Bomb was Allergic to Bitches. That's right. It's really... Yeah, you've got to get that allergy medication sometimes. when there's too many of those in your life. But anyway, cool. Before that, we started off with a piece of music. Yeah, there it is. Fire Wind Wheel by the trio Mong Tong. And their photos only have two people, but one of them's invisible in the band. It's complicated, but yes. Tau Fire is the name of the album, and they've traveled around. They're pretty cool guys. Definitely, into Thai folk music and all sorts of stuff. But I also read somewhere along the way, you can disregard this if you'd like, but that Filipino people, at least some, come long time ago from Taiwan. So there's this ethnic relationship between Taiwanese and Filipinos. That's fun. Fun to know, right? Next, we're going to hear some ethnic music. That's such a generic term, but some indigenous music from Taiwan in the local language, which I lost the name, but it'll come back. So found a cool article with NPR, an interview with a new huge pop star in Taiwan, and her name is Abao. That's her artist name, A-B-A-O, full name, excuse me, Aljen Ljeng Chaluvie. One of the beloved pop stars these days in Taiwan. Her chart-topping tunes have swept the island, and she's done it by singing, in the indigenous Paiwan language, not Chinese or Mandarin, which dominates Taiwan's competitive music industry. And a nice little quote from her, Abao says, "When people think of indigenous music, they think of some elder pounding a drum. That's important too, but young indigenous people have their own way of living and their own community, and they want to be able to mix their culture with what they like. And in this case, thumping beats." So, 16 officially recognized indigenous tribes in Taiwan. The Paiwan are only one of them, and the second largest. And Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, is one quarter Paiwan. So, and then it goes on to say Taiwan has had a long, outsized musical influence on the Mandarin Chinese-speaking world, despite only 23 million population or so. Lots of artists have made it big in China and Hong Kong. So maybe we'll get to hear some of that, those classic saccharine love songs later on in the show if we get to it. But cool to see the changing taste of Taiwan. So that's away from exclusively Chinese-centric pop culture towards one that is uniquely Taiwanese. A shift further fueled by the overdue recognition of indigenous cultures and language in Taiwan, and a growing mainstream awareness of the island's Austronesian roots, which predate Chinese imperial conquest and cultural influence over Taiwan. So we're going to hear that new pop star, Abao. The song, I believe, is called Kinakayan, and it is, once again, in the Paiwan language of Taiwan. So let's check it out, friends. Abao here on Wandering Rhythms, Taiwanese style.
Tonight.